The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
I will pop a Whopper in my mouth.
Pop a Whopper.
You Whopper pop?
I'm Whopper
pop.
That's
right, James. Bro, you pop a Whopper like that? Okay, I see you popping them Whoppers.
Pop a Whopper all the live long day. Every day, all day and night, okay? I don't mind it. I'll pop that shit in my mouth, then I suck
then
it.
Then I watch the People's Court with Papa Whopper.
Pop a Whopper doing my stories.
I pop a Whopper where I listen to Chumbawamba.
Dude, Papa Whopper was a black Smurf.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're with Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband.
Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
What up, baby boys? It's a Monday. It's a Real Ass Podcast.
Ow.
Dude, I was like, how does he do that?
Yeah.
No, I could be a heavy metal singer if I didn't have to cough horribly after that. I can't even speak now.
Me and a Jewish heavy metal band.
Louis J. Gomez's Real Ass Podcast!
That's fucking great, dude.
Yeah, there's no cough.
Hello. Hello.
Now I'm going to lose my voice for a full week.
Or have a hairball.
Maybe. I got some hairy balls, tell you that much, doggy. Oh, yeah, the jokes are coming out early. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, the king of things, the point guard of podcasting, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, pal.
What up, doggy?
How you doing? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you, my friend. I'm very excited. I'm home for 2 weeks now. I don't have to go back on the road for a little bit. I get to really settle into the new house. Very excited about all this. We have two incredible guests on today's show. From the Dad Meat Podcast and Lil Stinkers, Mike Rainey is back on the show.
Thank you for having me, boys. Glad to be back.
And also from Two Jack Bros, Sydney Gant is back on the show.
What's up?
Did you guys just end a podcast?
He did.
Well, yeah, we
Stoner Dads. Why'd you guys end it?
It was just getting hard to do. It was hard to getting every week, getting that high to do a show.
Sydney got caught fucking a kid.
Yes.
Yes. Sid the kid fucker.
Yeah. It was a goat. It was a it was getting unsustainable.
It's hard, dude. It's hard. You're getting fucking busy. Everyone's touring now. Everyone's going on the road. Everyone's fucking it's just a difficult thing sometimes to find the time to get together at the, it's not even so much like, oh, can I find the hour and a half to do it. You got to get together at the same time with these three other people. You guys got to, you have producers, you have, it's a, to get everything going, it's a lot.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
And plus, you guys are getting like dangerously high, so it couldn't be something you do at like noon.
Early in the morning. We were doing it early in the morning, really? Getting higher than we were supposed to be, and then going to raise our families.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was getting tough. But hopefully we're going to be doing live shows. You know,
my son's
like
going to have memories of his dad taking dabs at 8 o'clock in the morning. I drive him to school. I was like, oh, James, hold on. I'm going to be too jittery on the road if I don't take a dab first.
Yeah. Daddy needs to quell the shakes real quick.
I get, it's weird because the only time I really get high now, like genuinely high, is when I go on the road. I'm just smoking weed like this weekend. I was in Fort Worth. Shout out to everyone who came out in Fort Worth. Some of the most fun that I've had since I've started touring again. Just fucking really fun shows, just rowdy, dirty, offending people, pissing some ladies off, fucking getting people angry, but also that like 99% of the people just having a fucking blast, just like really, really connected with the crowds in Fort Worth. And I appreciate everyone that came out because that was like my third time in that area in a year. It was, you know, my fucking agent is half retarded and doesn't consider those things. It was great. Everyone that came out, it was fucking awesome. Those shows were fucking so much fun, dude. Really, really fun. But I was only smoking weed all weekend, you know, kind of crappy Texas weed. Wasn't great. I come home on Sunday and I get into my room and I take that first dab and I fucking, you know, I hit it and then my eyes almost like roll into the back of my head and I start to pour sweat and I sink into my bed. And then my girlfriend looked at me and she's like, "Are you on fucking heroin? What is wrong with you?" She's like, "I've never seen you like this." And I was like, no, this is like happiness for once. And then the next time I take a dab after that, it doesn't get me that high. Then she's like, "Well, you know," then it's like, whatever.
How long will that fuck you up for?
3 minutes. That's 3 minutes.
Grossly inefficient.
Yeah, 3 minutes. And that's a huge dab. If like most people took the size dab that I took, it would put them like on the floor the next 3 hours. They can't do anything. Mm. Yeah, I'm not proud of it. It's pathetic. It's not a good thing. I'm fucking, I'm dependent and borderline immune to the fucking effects of this chemical. So,
yeah, I can't even handle secondhand dabs. Like, you telling that story made me high.
Got you a little bit high, yeah. Yeah. Dude. Yeah.
It's fucking. Not for me.
But that's it.
Well, you competed at jiu-jitsu high.
Yeah, yeah. I won a high rollers tournament.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. But it was like, I think I was just the highest. You know, like I was so high, I wasn't even nervous.
And every time I roll, I'm high. I've never gone to jiu-jitsu not high. Not once ever.
How do they compare doing it high and not high?
I've never gone to jiu-jitsu not high. So I don't know. I truly couldn't tell you. I'm hungry every time I roll.
Yeah.
I usually lull them to sleep with a long, boring story. And then that's when I fucking sink in my fucking patented rear naked choke. I always get super stoned when I was rolling. I think I'm quitting jiu-jitsu.
Why? Your knee?
My knees, yeah. I mean, I shouldn't say quitting, but I'm going to, I can't go back right now. Mm-hmm. I went back after I got a knee scope and I think I went back too early. I went back after just like, a couple weeks after surgery, I went back and it was fine. I was doing fine. I wasn't dealing with any pain, but then I was walking out of the movies and I rolled my knee, just walking, same knee that I got surgery on. So now this knee's kind of fucked up and my right knee just clicks. It sounds like I'm cracking my knuckle every time I step in my right knee. So
stop going to the movies.
Yeah, that's probably still do jiu-jitsu, but the movies is the problem. Yeah. So I don't know. I need to get myself to a place where my knees aren't like they're both currently in pain and they feel very like wonky and loose. I got to go to the doctor again. I have to get a knee scope on this side, probably another knee scope or something on the other side. And then I need to fucking strength train for a while. Maybe take some fucking steroids. What do I got to do? Do I take steroids?
Fuck it, dude. Go for it.
Yeah, dude, do like a cycle of steroids, but for that entire time, walk around with shoes on your knees like Dorf. And build them up hard. Yeah,
dude. Just walk around like John Leguizamo in what was the fucking movie? Moulin Rouge. Dude, which is so offensive.
There was an offensive movie.
Oh, dude, little people get pissed about.
You're playing a little person with a guy walking around on his knees. Yeah. It's hilarious.
Yeah. I have a friend who's a little person. He hates Gary Oldman. And I could never figure out why. It's because he played Midge. In a fucking movie.
That's their Amistad.
Yeah.
I guess that makes sense. I get really offended when two midgets stand on each other's shoulders in a trench coat.
That is true.
They try to buy a ticket to a movie and ruin it.
Yeah, it's very triggering for me.
Everyone stay your size, okay? I agree. So I'm fucking, I think I'm done doing jiu-jitsu for a while. It bums me out. I really love it.
Yeah, sad to hear, man.
Yeah, I really love it. I gotta get myself to be healthy. If I get myself to be really, like, really good, I would go back.
Yeah, I'm doing that right now. I just had some gout flare-ups recently. I had to change my life.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you have to do to change your life?
I just stopped eating sugar. That's my thing. I was eating 9 donuts a day.
Really?
Yeah, I was stopping at 3 different Wawa's on the way home and getting 3 donuts at each Wawa. And then eating them before I went to the next Wawa.
Well, I don't really understand what gout is. I think we've explained it on the show, but please explain it again.
It's when you overindulge in rich foods or alcohol, you get a buildup of uric acid in your blood, And then that finds the coldest place in your body to start collecting and crystallizing, which is your big toe. It's the furthest place away from your heart.
And then what happens?
It hurts like a motherfucker. Like you can't bend your toe. It just feels like it feels like glass is in
so
your toe.
My feet, when if I eat bad, if I eat like really rich food for like a few days in a row, my feet will feel almost like they get swollen and they feel almost like sore. Like
you probably got
that's next level.
I gotta take my shoes off sometimes. Yeah. Do I have gout?
You do.
It also sounds worse than it is. It sounds like an STD. It sounds like you caught that shit from a fucking hooker in Philly, dude.
Yeah.
You need to fucking clean your dick.
Yeah, you have like high level gout.
No.
Like there's like no, you do when it starts swelling up and you can actually see the swelling.
Well, I don't know if I could see it. I could feel it. I could my feet if I eat really bad. Like yesterday I had a cheat day. And we got Shake Shack, had a fucking dude, yesterday I fucking dude. You know what you're snacking on? Lewis' cheat day yesterday. Let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's go. B Dub the Champ says Lewis Shake Gout Mez race live chat. Fuck yeah, doggy, not bad.
Yeah, yeah. My wife has been calling me Sydney Gout. So.
Sydney Gout.
Yeah. Like,
yeah. Well, you're at risk for losing feet anyway, just from being black. So you really.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. That's what they do to slaves.
Yeah. I mean, luckily he's an extra bone in his other foot, so.
Yeah, it's hard. The new Jordan Peele movie, Get Gout.
So what was I snacking on yesterday? It was my cheat day. I've been doing really good on the diet. I haven't been doing hardcore keto, really just low carb, just trying to fucking get back in shape. I'm filming something in July, so I don't want to be fat for that. I want to fucking look good for it, right? And I'm trying to keep myself sustainable. So I'm lifting more weights. I think I'm going to go box for a little bit. Just, you know, that's a little bit easier on the knees, you know. Oh, for sure, dude. Then jiu-jitsu is wild. What you're doing to another human's body, like, dude, I've been doing deadlifts, and I've, like, literally just, like, looked in the mirror and then pinched my fucking back and put myself out of the gym for months. Just from, like, that little, like, just bad form. You go against another dude who, like, is trying to twist your body. I don't understand how you're not constantly just severing your spine, like, just a regular occurrence in jiu-jitsu. Like, neck injuries and back injuries, it's an anomaly to me. I don't understand how it doesn't happen, like, all the time. I think it happens, it does happen over time. Like, it compounds, and this is why everyone has back and neck and shoulder and knee issues in jiu-jitsu. But I think, boxing is like, you know, you fucking, I mean, what is it really doing in your knees? You rotate a little, I mean, you're fine.
Yeah, with jiu-jitsu, I think, I mean, I'm fucking 44, so, like, I do feel looser if I roll consistently, but it does feel like you're getting to, like, little car crashes every day.
Yeah.
Everything fucking hurts.
Your hands, your toes, your feet. And,
well, that's because
and I love
both
it.
Of you are the car crashes, by the way. Like, you too.
Yeah, I do function like a gorilla.
Yeah, you're like, you're both fucking tanks of humans.
Yeah.
So, like, you're moving your
and
own body.
And we don't, like, oh, well, I don't anyway. I won't speak for you, but I don't have, like, high-level technique. So
I don't
It's very often, like, just, yes, crashing our bodies into each other. When you're like, low-level blue belts like we are, or like, white belts, you are doing, you know, it's actually probably more dangerous on the lower level because you don't really know how to roll. You don't really know how to, like, there's times where, like, I'll be, like, somebody put me in, like, it'd be, like, like an omoplata, right?
Oh, fuck.
And I know I have to roll, but I don't. My body doesn't catch up to like my mind goes. Oh, I have to roll, right? And then they start to fucking do it to me, and I literally just can't. I'll roll like the opposite direction. My arm will snap out of place. Yeah. I just don't know the real tech. I haven't gotten out of an omoplata enough times in my life. I would try, but it's just not, I'm not there. It's not muscle memory yet. So I'm like, oh no, I know I have to roll. But by the time I'm rolling, I'm ready in a position where if I roll, I'm going to truly hurt myself. So yeah, like that whole side of it. Yeah, for sure. It's a shame because if I was 20 years old, I think I could have gotten really, really good. I think I'm pretty good. Honestly, for an older guy who got into it the way I got into it, I can hang. I feel really good about doing jiu-jitsu, and I feel really good about where I'm at comparatively to other blue belts in the classes that I'm in. But it's just, I think it's too late for me to put my body through that sort of stress and to try to build those baseline muscles, baseline, not only muscle memory, but actual, like, the muscles that you build up to do that. I don't really have those. Like even like hip flexors. These? Not even like, dude, I lift weights. But like I never, doggy, I never worked on like my hip flexors in the gym.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know that fucking slut machine? Like that shit. Like yeah. I have really weak like hips, and you need that for jiu-jitsu. You really need to have strong hips. So now I'm trying to like play catch up, and my body is just constantly like crashing into itself. So I think that's why my knees started going, I have really weak hips. You need strong hips, right?
Yeah.
I think that's why my knees started because they're putting a lot of the load on my knees. I'm trying to fucking constantly get up, and I don't have the hip strength to do it. So I'm loading my knees or my shoulders too. Same thing.
Yeah.
So you know, I won't fucking bore people with this. We can move on from it. But I think that I am just a victim of my age and not having the athletic background and the athletic base to sort of build to the way where I was going. I mean, I was training like pretty hardcore.
You also not only have, just jiu-jitsu, you also have MMA. No chill.
Yeah, I don't.
Like
have
when you
chill.
Roll, you have no. You're like trying to win.
Yeah, I want to win,
dude. You insulted me in the only way that like people that train jiu-jitsu, I think the nicest thing that they could say about when you suck is Sydney once said that I'm very strong. There's the most fucked up thing anybody could possibly say about your jiu-jitsu, and it's like it
it's
is
like
true.
Saying you're nice if you're a comedian.
Real nice fucking guy.
Like, okay, this guy's nice. Dude. Is he funny? He's nice.
But yeah, I do roll like I'm
strong.
I'm in the same boat. Like I do roll like I'm trying to kill a Michael Jackson impersonator. There's no technique to any of the shit I do.
Can we talk about that guy, by the way? We talked about
him, Lewis.
Yeah. Anytime.
What did you snack on?
Subway murder. I gotta fucking keep on writing down the things I want to talk about.
Yeah. Subway murder. Snacks.
Snacks. All right. So yesterday was my cheat day. I flew. So in the morning I didn't have anything bad. I just fucking flew home, had some coffee, did my thing. Then I was like, I want to fuck. I was like, I was in the mood for a burger. I was just in the mood for one. Right. So I got home, had a little bit of cheese, just hold myself off a little bit. And then we were going to see Guardians of the Galaxy 3 last night, me, my chick, and my son. So before we went over to Shake Shack, had a double smoke shack, had a vanilla malted milkshake, which, doggy, I mean, come on. You got to get it malted. Who doesn't get it malted? Do you not like malted?
I like it all.
Some
man.
People, malted like seems racist.
He likes malt liquor.
Doggy, yeah, I love
40-ounce shake.
It's malted.
Doggy, the fucking, the malted, I love it, dude. I just love whatever the flavor is. I don't exactly know what malt flavor even is, but it's just fucking delightful.
Is that where they put the water in there?
Water?
Right. No, you think of an egg cream, I think.
Oh, okay. But isn't there some kind of old-timey milkshake that they put water in there?
I don't know if it's water. It's,
right. But you pour it out for the homies before you drink it.
Yeah. I don't know exactly what, but it's just fucking great. Let's see, what is it? It's barley malt extract syrup from a combination of barley malt. Malt is the flavor. I guess barley malt is the flavor. Right?
Like malted milk balls.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. It's a flavor of like a Whopper, right?
Yeah.
Not the cheeseburger, but the Whopper candy, which is confusing. Come on, guys. One of you guys give it up. What are we doing? We're having this battle for the Whopper.
Chocolate's got to give it up. I mean, it's terrible candy.
Yeah, it's
terrible candy.
No, I don't mind the Whopper. I like the Whopper. I might be one of the only people in the world who enjoys a Whopper. I will pop a Whopper in my mouth.
Pop a Whopper?
Pop a Whopper.
You Whopper pop?
I'm Whopper popping.
That's right. You pop a Whopper like that? Okay, I see you popping them Whoppers.
I'll pop a Whopper all the live long day. Every day, all day and night, okay? I don't mind it. I'll pop that shit in my mouth. Then I suck.
Then I watch the People's Court with Papa Whopper.
I pop a Whopper where I listen to Chumbawamba.
Dude, Papa Whopper was a black Smurf.
Black and Italian. Papa Whopper.
Gargamel, you better get that motherfucking cat away from me before I pop a Whopper his motherfucking ass.
Dude, I'll pop a Whopper right in my mouth and I'll suck the chocolate directly off of that shit, doggy.
Yeah.
And then once it turns into the,
that for years.
That's really what you are. You're chocolate on the outside and some sort of semi brown thing on the inside.
Somebody please pop me.
Yeah, doggy. But I pop that shit in my mouth and I suck it off. That's what, you know what I try to do with M&Ms. If I do a peanut M&M, what I will try to do every time, and it's a difficult thing for me to do. This is my own. I don't know if anybody else does this. Every time I eat peanut M&Ms, I will eat them one by one, and I will suck them until first the candy shell is gone. Then shut up, Natalie. Stop looking in the booth like that. She's judging me right now. Mm-hmm. I'll continue to suck.
There's only one wrong way to eat peanut M&Ms, and that's it.
This is the one wrong way to eat peanut M&Ms. Then I'll continue to suck until the chocolate is gone. Then I will suck the peanut It takes me 14 hours. No, I'm sucking the peanut. Once I get to one, once I
describe sucking that nut, please.
Once I move it around in my mouth and I taste
you
absolutely.
Spit out the peanut, put it back in the jar, and go, James, use your healthy snack. Use your peanuts.
No, dude, then,
that's the most autistic way to eat peanut M&M's.
I will crunch through the peanut, but here's the problem. The fat kid in me can only maybe do that to two or three of them. The fat kid in me, like in the ADD side of me, pops in my mouth and I go, I'm like, damn it, yeah. I forgot again. I never get to it. It's very rare that I get to it. I'm like the owl in the Tootsie Pop commercial.
Yeah.
Like I start sucking it and then I'm like, one, two, three. And
did
I
you ever,
right into
this
that.
Is mouth did you ever have months. A Cinnabite?
A Cinnabite.
Yes.
They're disgusting. I got tricked into eating one. It's a little treat from Cinnabon where when you bite into it, it's like hot cum burst into your mouth.
Mm. Yeah, I like that. I do like a gushery type of exploding sweet treat. I do enjoy that.
I think it's nice if it's like a candy, like an actual gusher. But
gusher's
this thing,
incredible,
Lewis. This is like hot cum in your mouth.
Hot cum in your mouth.
Yeah, they're like sweet. Sweet they're hot like cum. Hot munchkins.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I've only ever had cold cum in my mouth. But yeah. Do anything with butter and sugar, I can't resist it. Mm. It's like it's even if it's like Cinnabites, they're not the best. But if they're in front of me, I can't stop eating.
What was the one they had that at Taco Bell? They had a pretty good exploding dessert.
That was the Cinnabon Delight.
That was that.
Yeah.
That was. It was fucking great. I'll smack you right in your face. I'm gonna kill you, Rainey. What are you talking about? Let's fight.
I want you to spit that Cinnabon Delight into my face. I'm gonna fucking talk that shit, dude.
Just gonna keep on spitting the cream back into each other's mouths. Yeah, that was delicious. Yeah. I don't know what you're talking about, doggy. You know what else I love? And then once again, I have a heart that the fat kid in me cannot wait. Right, you go and buy. They make an eclair, and they also make a cream puff filled ones. They're frozen. They're usually in a big plastic tub.
Yes, they're good,
right? And they're fucking delicious, right? But you're supposed to freeze them. You're supposed to leave them out for like an hour, and then. But I just fucking I chew them like fucking ice cubes as soon as I get them home, dude. They're so good. All right, so sorry. Last night, I do the double smoke shack on a bun like a fat bitch. The malted milkshake, Diet Coke, cheese fries, mayonnaise ketchup with the cheese fries. So I'm just fucking, I mean, just condiment city, doggy. Just living it.
What's up with the Diet Coke, though?
I like the flavor of Diet Coke more. It has nothing to even do with calories.
Can't judge a man for that.
Yeah. And then at the we go to the movies. Enjoyed Guardians. It was fucking solid. But we had popcorn. We had chocolate-covered almonds. We had sweet tart ropes, which is what your woman calls it when you come. Sweet tart ropes. And then...
I think they're called vines, technically.
Doggy. We had watermelon Sour Patch Kids. And that's it.
You're eating like a kid with dead parents.
Then another big fat Diet Coke. And then my son, 1 minute in, he fucking spilled the entire popcorn over the fucking movie theater.
He was trying to save you.
He really was. He's like, oops, Dad.
Yeah, it was a sacrifice.
Damn. So. Mm. So now my feet are sore. And I feel like I have gout. Is that gout?
It's probably gout. You're probably in a gout situation.
But is it like, I don't walk around with gout regularly. It's just once in a while if I eat some bad food.
I think it comes
my
goats.
Feet.
Yeah.
Come goats? No, it doesn't look like that. Does it look like anything?
I caught mine early.
Does it have to look like anything, Shannon? If it just feels like.
It can.
Do you feel it more when you're flying?
I don't fly enough for that.
I'll be flying like that.
He asking me.
Do you feel it more when you're on the Greyhound bus?
Oh, well, now we're talking. I don't know, man. I don't know. I just feel like when I go on a little sugar bender, it just ruins my feet for a couple days. Because,
wow, dude, I'm telling you, man, I'm at a fucking gout, doggy.
Yeah,
it's bothering me. I don't want to tell that to people though. If you're not fat, you could say it. It's kind of fine. Like if you're not fat and you have diabetes. It's like, all right, that's weird. What a shame.
Mm-hmm. Well,
if you're fat and you have diabetes, you're like, oh, you deserve it, you fat piece of shit.
Yeah. Well, it's actually the opposite, though. When you're fit and you tell somebody you have this shit, they're like, what the fuck are you doing to your body? But when you're fat, they're like, dude, I knew that already.
Yeah.
Like, what are you? It's a redundancy.
Shannon, do you feel it more on flights?
What I was looking at was, does it have to be red and swollen? And the answer is no. That's just at its like worst
state. You can just feel it in the bottoms of your feet a little?
It says usually it's around the joint of the big toe is where you'll
start. No, I don't feel it. My big toe's fine. So you shut up.
So I think you're okay.
You shut the fuck up. But you know what? I think I did have some pain in my big toe for a while.
Yeah.
Honestly. Was that gout? It went away. It wasn't even in my big toe. It was almost like, you know, hey, I'll show you where. This is my foot.
Five. Oh, my God.
Okay. That's my foot. That's my big toe. Imagine that's my big toe, right?
Okay.
The underside.
Your right foot. We got it.
Right here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right
there. That's where it happens.
Ooh, I had like a lot of pain right there.
Yeah.
Like to the point where I would tell Asians, I was like, I'll really fucking dig in there, and they'd be fucking
get that gout out. Girl.
I thought they could dig the gout out with Asian fucking aggression. Is that not a thing, dude?
I get my gout knife. You pay, you get gout.
Yeah. Can you use some Oregon gout meat to my foot, please?
Get what?
The answer is yes, that it does get worse on flights because it's anything when you add low blood circulation to the high uric acid levels, you're prone to get a gout attack.
Nigga, I got gout.
Make it a drop.
Brother, yes. That's a game show.
I got gout.
Nigga, the whole crowd does it.
God damn it, dude. How do I get it fixed?
You gotta change your diet, man.
I have.
No, you haven't. You just described to us the worst diet for gout. You ate gout last night.
I hate gout.
You got to eat the gout away.
I ate my girlfriend gout this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, can we get takeout tonight, please?
Another way to help is something that you hate the most.
Well, don't tell me drink water, you bitch. Oh, I hate it. Boring ass water every time. I drink tons of coffee and tons of liquor, and that is a lot of water.
That's the opposite of hydration.
You're wrong. It's actually, that's a myth.
What is it?
We found out that you can be hydrated on beer and coffee.
Yeah, if that's all you drink, your body will figure it out.
Yeah.
But if
it'll figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not supposed to drink that much. Coffee and beer. You got to drink water. Damn. You got to clear up that piss. Your piss should be clear.
My piss is neon green. It's like
Ecto cooler.
Yeah, yeah. I piss out fucking.
There's nothing worse than like when you've been going for days and you take like that almost orange piss.
Oh, but it stinks up the room.
Yeah.
As soon as you start peeing, the room smells. Yeah. We're like, oh, dude, what have I done to myself?
Nothing worse than a pee that could clog the toilet. No.
Oh shit, dude. Yeah. A nice stinky pee. That's how you know you're not eating well. You got a nice bright yellow.
Yeah.
You just fucking smell it. Mm. What is, did we ever figure out why asparagus makes your pee smell?
I'm sure there's something in it.
But it's like immediately. If you eat asparagus and then pee a minute later, your pee stinks immediately. It's pretty crazy.
Asparagus is actually on the list of things you shouldn't eat when you have gout.
It's a breakdown of the asparagusic acid.
No way. Was this written by me?
I learned this on a podcast recently. It affects everybody, but only certain people can smell it.
Only certain people can smell it?
Yeah.
I could smell it real bad. The asparagusic acid?
Asparagusic acid?
Yeah, doggy, that shit stinks. Yeah, God.
It's mostly smelled by people that are getting pissed on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you should be good.
Yeah, it really is like, is that the only thing that has asparagusic acid? It must be, right?
I bet. Yeah. It would be weird.
Dude, my asparagusic levels are through the roof right now. Anyway, I what am I going to do about steroids now? Because I want to get Jack fucking Diesel again. I am getting older. My metabolism's gone. I'm not doing them from Justin. Justin's a little dude. I want to be, if I'm going to do steroids, I want to look like The Rock. I want to look like the goddamn Rock. Have you ever done steroids?
Nah.
I would like to.
Let's get Jack.
I would like to try that.
Zach?
You know, I would love the hard stomach just for, big arms, hard stomach.
Yeah, the Ric Flair stomach.
Yeah.
Doggy, I want one more fucking Jack Diesel.
Big hard stomach and a skullet. Just go completely bald in the front, long in the back. Yeah, that would be a look.
That is a look.
I came close. I had low testosterone like 5 years ago.
And I thought I had low testosterone, so my doctor said, like, you might want to consider this, but I went back to get it checked again, and they said, you probably don't need this.
So you probably that's TRT, right? Is TRT the best to, like, get, if you're a guy like me, I'm sure somebody in the racist live chat would know, right? Some of you guys fucking stem cells for the knees, they're saying, Kezaru. Maybe, yeah, but I mean, what if I got human growth hormone or testosterone replacement? Testosterone replacement would just give me more energy in the gym, right?
Is that the one where you got to keep doing
build
that?
Muscle.
I think that would, but I think one is like you got to do like forever. That's and one is like TRT. You can do like cycles. TRT is forever, and the cycles you could do just like.
Yeah. So once I start doing TRT, I'm fucked. Because I do have energy in the gym. Like I can go. But I guess I need to do more. So you need to do more.
How's your sex drive?
Great. Through the roof, dude. What are the 5 benefits of testosterone replacement? Bone density.
You knew this was purple in Shannon's search.
Let's see. Fat distribution, muscle strength and mass, facial and body hair, red blood cell production, sex drive, sperm production. I mean, doggy. I mean, maybe that's the fucking way to go.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
What would you do with all that sperm?
All that cum, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking fill up pastries with it.
Malt it.
Volunteer at Cinnabon.
TRT is what you want. Ben in the Racist Live Chat says you'll heal faster, recovery time. Beat off all day should elevate your T. I do that already. More energy. Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be fucking poking needles into my ass every day.
Shannon, you got a new job. Buckshot.
I don't like needles, right? But maybe I start getting into them.
Yeah. Have you been jacked before?
Yeah, I've been fucking in good shape before.
Yeah. Were you taking anything then?
No. I the best shape of my life, I've been fucking, probably when I was working at Equinox. Mm-hmm. I was just in the fitness industry. I was working out every day. There was a culture of fitness. I was eating clean every day. I'd rather be bigger. Like, I'm a bigger guy now. I want to maintain, mm-hmm. like, fucking mass. Be a big fucking dude.
Yeah, you're in the prime for that because you got a good, like, 10-year window where you could afford to, like, keep that weight on, then you gotta fucking drop it off.
We'll see. TRT, tranny retard tits, TRT, HGH and GHB.
They should just call it whatever celebrities are like. Should be like, hey, can I get like 6 months of Stallone? Like something, just that way you could like pick a body type.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a quick moment and thank one of our great sponsors on the show, which is Chalk.com. That's Chok.com. I'll tell you right now, we love all natural supplements here at the Real Ass Podcast, and our friends at Chalk are back, and they've got the only natural supplement products worthy of the Real Ass stamp of approval. Okay? You might eat healthy, you might be in the gym, you might be doing all the things you got to do, and you don't see the results you need anymore. Well, guess what? It might be because of a multitude of reasons you should be using supplements. I'm going to specifically talk about their testosterone, their all-natural testosterone booster that is absolutely taking the sports and nutrition world by storm. It's absolutely incredible. As we're getting older, your testosterone levels might be a little bit lower. You want to boost them naturally. We talked about it on this show specifically, the benefits of testosterone, everything from vitality in the bedroom to, you know, increasing your sex drive to having more energy in the gym, faster recovery. Chalk Daily is the natural, cleanest, research-based testosterone booster available. You got to go check it out. They have a lot of great products, including their Male Vitality Stack and their Stack Ultra. Right now, go to chalk.com, chok.com, and when you check out, use the promo code REAL, and you're actually going to save 35% off your entire order. That's an unheard-of deal, 35% off. Check out their incredible line of products at chalk.com, chok.com, promo code REAL. All right, where were we? we talked about the steroid or the Subway thing on Legion of Skanks. So we don't have to watch it or give a full breakdown. But what did you guys think of that? That whole, what's the guy's name? Is Jordan
Neely.
Jordan Neely is the guy who was the choker.
No, that was the guy choking. That got choked.
Mm. What's the choker's name?
I don't know the Marine's name.
I don't know that hero's name.
I don't know, but we're going to send him an edible arrangement.
I mean, like, I know a little more information about it now than I knew when I originally talked about it. And this is sort of how I feel, right? Good riddance. This guy was a piece of shit, right? He was out there attacking people.
I'll go one further. When I found he was a Showtime guy on the subway, half my sympathy went away.
Daniel Penny, that's the
Daniel Penny. So it's not even about having sympathy for the guy, because fuck the guy. The guy's a piece of shit, right? He's out there hurting people, and you know, maybe there is a God. Maybe God put this Marine there and took this guy out, right? Maybe it was divine intervention. Who fucking knows, right? However, if the guy wasn't actually physically assaulting somebody, right, even if he's being crazy and he's being, and we see this all the time, you don't really have the right to go and fucking
take him out,
you know. And I will say, if he's being physically threatening and he's saying he's going to do something, I think just the threat is enough to maybe say, all right, well, look, let me fucking get away. If the guy comes at me, I'm gonna fucking do what I need to do. But to the point where he's incapacitated on the ground and he goes limp and you still keep a fucking chokehold going, you're like, at that point, at the very least, it's just irresponsible. It's like irresponsible. If you have any training at all, and you had combat experience, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you don't even got to know. You could be a child. You know, if you put your fucking arms around somebody's neck and you keep them there for a long time, they die. That's just, it's basic fucking logic. So this guy didn't know the guy's criminal record. He just was like, oh, this is a fucking crazy guy on the subway, and I'm sick of it. So I don't, you know, at the end of the day, it's like, I don't really give a shit because the guy was a piece of shit. But also, like, we do have to have some sort of order. We can't just take it into our own hands to go and fucking choke people to death because they're not acting how we want them to act. I've been a fucking hot-headed guy on a subway before, right? I've been like, just like in a rage. I was arguing with somebody or whatever it is. Like, do I deserve to die? Probably not, you know?
Yeah.
I've also been the guy that's annoyed by a crazy person on the subway, where I would put myself in between myself and my family or my friends or whatever, just in case anything went down. But you also don't initiate, you just don't fucking know.
I mean, it's a gray area. When a Michael Jackson impersonator gets killed, I think the whole world has to answer right now, just to tell you once again, I mean, who's bad? I mean, really, who is bad in the situation?
And also, it doesn't matter if you're black or white. but that is the weird place we are in society, right? Because, like,
and I mean, honestly, if you look at his record, he was a smooth criminal. So.
Yeah. Listen, because people are saying it's not racist, right? Mm-hmm. We're in a place in society.
Who's saying that? Billie Jean? Well, she's not my lover.
I'm trying to say something.
I'm saying, beat it. Your arms around his throat. ABC. Yeah. It's easy as 1, 2, 3.
The cops are coming. What should we tell them? Tell them that it's human nature. Listen, I don't know what to do.
Guys, if you don't let me say that, you're making me want to scream right now.
Oh, he's on fire.
Damn, doggies, we're on a riff right now. We're out here riffing left and right.
Dude, I love how the black dude that was holding his hands is like getting away, being absolved of any wrongdoing at all. Yeah. So just pinning it on the guy that had the choke.
So here's what I think. I think we need to acknowledge the difference between a shame and a tragedy. This is an unfortunate set of circumstances.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. Yeah.
That's a shame that happened.
Yeah,
that guy didn't deserve that. I wish that didn't happen.
Yeah, this Marine probably, like, his intent wasn't to kill somebody. His intent was to actually be a good person that day. That was the intent. I do believe that wholeheartedly.
But when I read that the guy got on the subway, he said, "I'll hurt anyone on this car." When you read everything, that sucks. This to me is more of a example of the system failing somebody. Mm-hmm. This is a guy who obviously is mentally ill, had a lot of problems. You find out his mother.
He's a Marine.
His mother was murdered when he was a teenager, and in like a very brutal way, and like thrown out in a suitcase or something. This guy has been in and out of the system 40 times.
He's murdered like Eminem. And, what's the fucking song?
Kim?
It doesn't matter. No. I was thinking of the song where
Die-Dot?
You would die-dot. Yeah.
Stan. There's basically, you know, 40 times. Somebody had access to this guy to go, this guy maybe shouldn't be out on the streets. He needs rehabilitation, something. It's a sad set of circumstances. However, if it's my family member, somebody I care about on that train with this person who is attacking people, let's be honest.
Right.
Am I happier than not that person's not there anymore? I don't know. Or like, you're locked most on a moving.
Most criminals, most violent criminals, have mental issues.
Yeah.
If you were, the reality is they don't get help, right? Right? Whatever it is. Like, I have mental issues, right? I have real fucking mental issues. I'm a psycho, right? I think probably everyone in this room has their own set of mental issues in their own way on some sort of scale, right? Like, on some sort of level. But I think if you went to most prisons, if you really psychoanalyze most criminals, they have some fucking mental issues, you know? It's we have to be in a society where you fight those demons or you get put in a fucking cell or you're dead or that you know. I do have sympathy for people with mental issues, or empathy, I should say, right? But it stops there. I go, that's a shame. It literally just stops there. If your mental issue is so extreme that you're hurting people, you got to go.
Yeah.
If you can't fight those demons, you got to go. You know, I'm not saying just inherently anybody with mental issues is bad, but I don't get to just say this. Actually, it sort of relates to the whole sort of transgendered issue, right? So it's like, okay. It does. These are people that have mental issues, and they're forcing their mental issues upon everyone else. As opposed, like, I don't give a fuck what you do with your dick, your pussy, your tits, whatever.
So you think I should be able to choke out transsexuals?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, that's what I heard.
No, I'll hold, be right on, hold on now.
Are you saying deep down that's still a man in the mirror?
But it's almost like nobody cares. Like, I don't truly know anybody who cares if a transgender person, what they do to their own body and who they fuck and what they do. But it becomes this thing where, like, we're just constantly being forced as a society to have to accept this sort of wackadoodle mentality. Whereas, like, I have my own mental issues. I don't get to walk around the streets hitting people. I don't get to walk around the streets being a crazy person, yelling at Uber drivers. I know that I have, but it doesn't mean that it's okay. I should be shamed for it. My friends make fun of me for it. I have been shamed for it, right? I should be shameful. The reason I don't do it in front of my girlfriend or my son is because it's a shameful act. And I genuinely can control myself. That's the truth, right? But I don't get to go, well, I'm crying. My mom hit me. My mom wasn't there for me. My dad was murdered. So I get to just act this way. No, I don't get to do that. I have to adapt and I have to be a better person. Mistakes happen. I'm not saying anybody should be fucking demonized for the rest of their lives for a mistake that they're made. And this is why I said, just because this guy in the past had been, a criminal or a violent criminal, it really matters in that moment. In that moment, was he being violent and a threat to the people on the subway? And if he was, he maybe should have been incapacitated. Should this guy have let him go without killing him? Of course. Was it terrible technique? Yes. Like, yeah. he should have maybe. I mean, look, the reality is if you're using the technique properly, you cut off the carotid arteries, he's out in fucking 5-10 seconds, right?
Yeah.
He was choking this guy for like 2 or 3 minutes. He was just, you know, crushing his windpipe essentially, and the lack of oxygen and blood to his brain over time fucking killed the guy, which is a fucking real shame. And if you're gonna put your hands on people's necks, you should fucking know better, especially if you have any training or any combat experience.
He clearly didn't. But if he ever goes to do that again, he'll remember the time.
Well, somebody actually had the best tweet, which I retweeted. I forget the guy's name. I wish I could give the guy credit. But I was like, it really is the guy, the Michael Jackson impersonator's fault, because he didn't tap. All he had to do was tap. And I was like, all right, dude, I'm done.
At least give him a Shimon.
Shimon. Also, it's just the narrative is so fucking, the narrative is so disgusting, where it's a white guy trying to, I was like, well, what about the black guy that was helping him?
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's like, this isn't a white black issue.
No,
this
it's
is
not
a crazy
white black
person
issue.
Got on the train. Of all the people to make your martyr, this one ain't it.
I think everybody can identify with being that Marine, because you've all been on public transportation and have been accosted to some degree by a homeless person. And if one thing led to another, you could have been in that position.
Yeah. No, I could easily see myself being there. And you don't really know what happened leading up to it, depending on how threatening this guy was. Like, if he was out there, if it felt like in a moment, like, this guy is going to hurt somebody, then you have to step in, and the guy should be commended for at least stepping in and doing something. More people should have that attitude. However, you have to be responsible with what you do with people. You can't just take people to the ground and you know... has to be some rule. Right?
I think society's at a point where we're all ready to be like, listen, we're not racist, but we gotta do something about the loud ones. All right, we can't just let them do whatever they want.
The biggest tragedy is that he wasn't dressed like Michael Jackson while this happened.
Yeah. Mm. But you know, there's also footage of the guy putting him in what they call the recovery pose, where they roll him over.
They jerk him off.
They roll him over, and you see him breathe.
Yeah, no, but that's, I know he didn't die in that moment. He died later on in the hospital.
But they rolled him out. Like, it wasn't like,
I don't exactly know, but like his,
I think there's the narrative that like AOC and people are putting out there where a murderer killed and then they show the picture of him 10 years ago in the fucking outfit.
Wait, have you guys see those knockout videos in Africa where like the Africans are like fighting and when one gets knocked out, like everybody comes and starts jerking them off?
Oh, no. Yeah, I have seen that.
You ever see that? That's how they wake people up in Africa.
It's what we do with smelling salts. They do with penises. They don't really know. It's not a very advanced society.
That's gross. Smelling salts?
It's like Hulk Hogan in the WWF. They're like just testing his
dick. Oh, the guys are falling. If it comes back up the third time, he's fine.
None of these guys will wake up.
All right, let's take a moment and thank Zippix for being a longtime supporter of the show. Zippix is an incredible product that can help you cut back or quit smoking with their nicotine-laced toothpicks.
Yep, Zippix has supported thousands of people trying to kick that smoking and vaping habit with their sublingual absorption that gets you the nicotine buzz even quicker. Zippix comes in 6 awesome flavors, and you can use Zippix anywhere you're not allowed to vape or smoke, because there's no smell, no smoke, no hiding cigarette butts, and Lou, they cost a ton less than cigarettes.
Way less than cigarettes. It's a no-brainer, even if you're just trying to cut back, even if you're just, you can't smoke while you're at work, you want to just pop one in, you get your little nicotine fix, it's a better way to be. Right now, go to ZippixToothpicks.com, Z-I-P-P-I-X, toothpicks.com, and when you check out, use the promo code ASS10. For 10% off your entire order today. Go check out Zippix. We love them. All right, where were we? Let's do some plugs real quick. We had a lot more to talk about on today's show. Always having a fun time with these boys. What you plugging on, Sydney?
Yeah, man. Check out Two Jack Bros. We're back. We're finally, after doing a year of this podcast with never having a repeat guest, we finally got repeat guests with new questions, and it's insane. We just had Lemaire on, and then we got Mike Rainey coming on next week. It's about to go down. Yeah.
Love it.
Had a blast, baby. Check out my latest book, On Perks. It's available at onperks.com. Also, check out Dad Meat, podcast I do with the funniest guy alive, Tim Butterly. And also check out my other podcast, Little Stingers, which is a true crime podcast, but I promise you, it's not fat goth girl that works at Hot Topic true crime. It's fun true crime.
I also got to say, we pop chakras on Two Jack Bros. A very funny people. It's a very funny experience. Come check it out.
Love it. Just follow me on Instagram at Zach is not funny, and I'll be on the road with Lou.
Lots of live stuff coming up this month. I'm out for a couple weeks now, but May 19th and 20th, me and Zach Amico, 2 nights in Houston, Texas, come out. We're going to be taping a bunch of stuff. I have a great production team coming out to tape a bunch of behind-the-scenes stuff for us, so be a part of that in the Houston area. And then on the 21st, we'll be in Lafayette, Louisiana. Then May 25th through 27th, we'll be at Comics Roadhouse at Mohegan Sun. These are all with Zach Amico. And then June 9th, Grand Rapids, Michigan, EMS, Pennsylvania coming up, Chicago, Detroit, and more. Then the Legion of Skanks going out in the New England area, Hampton Beach Casino Ballroom, the Wilbur Theater, and the Foxwoods Casino, the big theater, the Foxwoods Casino, all happening in August. Combination of stand-up, live podcasts, and more. Yonder Bags in play on those shows. We're getting fucking funky. We're getting crazy. We're doing some really offensive, fucked up live games and shit. So be a part of that. Very unique experience for the live Legion of Skanks shows. And make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Just launched a brand new platform, brand new website. Things have been going very, very smoothly. I know we've had a couple hiccups here and there, but I'll tell you right now, we're very excited about the new platform. We have 2 apps in development right now. So make sure you subscribe, use the promo code RAP, get a 7-day free trial, get instant access to the on-demand library, and tell people about it. In fact, if you like, can it stop being just people hating on us on Reddit and Facebook? Can you guys go and say nice things once in a while? Hey, how about this? If you like the service, go say, hey, you know what I like? There was one guy on Reddit. He was like, hey, you know what? Unpopular opinion. I think the new service is fucking great. He was like, I it's running smoother than ever. You know, I understand they had some hiccups, but it's like, you know, how nice was that? And then a couple other people chimed in. They're like, dude, that's fuck. Yeah, I agree. Go do that. Do me that favor, guys. Go spread a little love. If you see me go fucking do well in your hometown, post about it. Post some pictures. Be like, oh, he was fucking great. Go see him live. Maybe bring friends to my show so I can start selling out some of these shows and stop coming alone, you fucking losers. Get a friend. Can any of you get friends? The amount of time I look out and it's just fucking like literally single dudes in chairs by themselves. Take a moment. Help me. Help me help you. Christ all fucking mighty.
I need to start promoting like that. That's how it's done. You should just be a rapper. Rap,
single
like
dudes
rap
in
shows.
Chairs going, yeah. You guys want to smoke after?
Yes,
in our hotel room with each other.
Fucking wild, doggy. I'm telling you, man. But it's been good. I'm very excited about all the live stuff that's coming up, and I'm excited about a lot of stuff that we're have on the horizon that we're announcing very, very soon.
Have you guys played N Word You Got Gout at the live shows yet?
No, we haven't. all right, so let's see here.
It's like Hangman, but you don't draw the feet.
Did you see? So there's a trans woman who's
you don't draw the Tims.
The trans woman cleared of flashing her penis at three women after a judge rules that she's too fat for her genitals to be visible. Let's see this, Shannon.
I have a very hard stance that if you're a transgender, if you commit a crime with your penis, we don't have to call you a woman anymore. I think that's fair.
Dude, I was so scared of this being me, and I'm having like a I was panicking for like 3 minutes.
Let's see.
This is that judge.
This is the judge.
Trying to see if there is.
Let's see that penis.
I guess that's the only picture of her.
That's the only picture of.
But there were multiple people. Three counts of this where three people accused her of showing her penis in a dressing room.
I mean, whatever. I don't want to keep on beating the same drum here, but there's not that many trans people in the world. There's not that many people that genuinely believe that they're another gender. I think there's a very small percentage of people that are dressing up and doing this actually genuinely believe that. I don't think it should be demonized in any sense, right? Who cares? But if you think you could just go into a women's locker room now and just fucking whip your dick out, I mean, we need to draw a line. Where is the line drawn? Why is your rights as a transgendered woman, why does that supersede the rights of the naturally born women and 99.9% of the people in the fucking world? Like, why is that? Right. So my daughter, let's say my 18-year-old daughter is going to a gym. She now has to be exposed to a dude's penis who very well in 2 years might just go back to being a dude and was like, oh, that was a fun little thing I did. Yeah. You know, I was at Starbucks the other day. It was a fucking big fat Puerto Rican kid. Fucking big eyelashes, fucking long hair. And I was like, you're a Puerto Rican dude. He's not even trying. It was just a Puerto Rican dude. And I was like, I get what it is. Like, and I don't even, he was gay. And he was just sort of like, yeah, I'm just expressing my fucking thing. And I was like, you know, I flirted with him. He was like, what name do you want on the cup? I was like, Big Daddy. He's like, I like it. It's fucking hilarious. I didn't care. I don't give a shit. But stop making me have to pretend that's real. That's not a real thing, and you don't have more rights than anybody else. It's a you're playing dress up, and that's fine. People can play dress up. Everyone has a right to play dress up, you know? But if you play dress up, we should be able to laugh at it and point, roll our eyes, and whisper to each other.
Yeah, or at least go, ugh.
If it was the best coffee you ever had, though?
But regardless, it has nothing to do with anything.
But I'm just saying, would you could be like, you know what? We need that trainee's coffee.
I don't mind the trainee.
Yeah, that bitch make a good brew.
I'm just saying.
If you're playing dress up, you deserve to be snickered at. And that should be, this is in anything. In any, if you're flamboyant in life, okay? If I'm wearing my fucking big goofy sunglasses and a big silly shirt, right? Yeah, make fun of me. I want attention. So give me the attention that I deserve, which is to be made fun of and to be shamed for being what the fuck I am, which is a freak.
Have you ever dressed up in drag?
No.
Would you consider it just to see how hot you look?
No, actually, I did. I dressed up. We dressed up as the guys we fuck girls, and I was a fucking smoke show. Shannon, pull that up. Pull it up. Show them how fucking good looking I was. This is when we had our podcast war with the guys we fuck girls. Mm-hmm. Me and Dave dressed up as Corinne and Christina, and we parodied them.
I could picture Dave being very hot.
No, I was substantially. Look, dude. I look like a fuck. I look like a fucking, like, also, like, you know how, like, jack chicks on Instagram have become, like, a category? Mm-hmm. Like, I look like a fucking jack chick there.
Brother, you look like Faruza Balk.
Holy shit. This is uncomfortable.
Yeah, how attractive. Dave is not even anywhere near as good looking as me.
No, he's clearly a dude.
This is where you see Dave's a fucking Jew, is when you put some lipstick on him and a long wig. You're like, dude, he looks like a Hasidic Jewish woman. Right, dude? When you go, if you see Hasids with a wig on, this is actually what they look like.
Lewis.
Yeah. Look how great I was. All right, we got it.
Dude.
Look at those lips, though. She want to fucking have
oh,
you.
Shit.
You kind of look like the chick that coxboxed everybody out at the club.
Oh, the we came here together, we leave together?
Yeah.
The grenade.
Yeah.
I used to, I was
the grenadine.
I was jacked there, by the way. I was pretty jacked there.
Yeah.
I was in very, very good shape there.
You can make decent money as a trans hooker.
Yeah, for sure.
I truly believe that.
For sure.
Yeah, you're a legacy.
I mean, I have to be a top, though. Nobody wants to. They see my ass. They want a Latina. You're going to get a Latina trans hooker, and then my ass shows up. It's a fucking nightmare. It ain't happening.
Dude, that really surprised me, man. I really thought Dave was going to be the hotter one.
No, Dave's not. Dave's not as good looking as me. I think people like are tricked into believing it because he's got a beard and he's fucking skinny. But I'm substantial. Like, I have better cheek structure, bone structure, my nose. I'm by far the best looking member of Legion of Skanks. It's not even close. It's not even close. Shannon, back me up on this. Shannon?
Do you want to know something funny? When you guys used to record skanks at the stand.
I was going to say, when you guys used to send me DMs and try to fuck me before I worked here,
no,
I can really consider, what were you saying?
When I went to see you guys at the stand before I started working here, so this is like 10 years ago maybe.
Mm. Okay, well, hold on. Put the sexy music on, Shannon. Give me some sexy music. Talk to me about this. Slowly. Tell me what you thought of us.
You guys on stage made me do this.
We made you do this on stage
10 years ago.
Nice.
Yeah.
And what was your conclusion then? I want to know your conclusion then and your conclusion now. If it's at all changed.
Between when you were 38 and now, how has your day changed?
I think it was. I think I said Lewis J. Dave.
Damn.
I think that episode was lost because at the stand there were a few episodes lost.
Wow.
So I don't, I can't.
Yeah, and I think you also said Jay just because Jay does this thing where he will funny himself into like beating. Like Jay is unquestionably not better looking than Dave. That's crazy. It's a psychotic thing. But Jay will make you feel bad. He'll like shame them into making him, he'll do like a pouty face. Shannon, how do you feel now? Give us your order now, Shannon. Be honest.
Based on. I don't know. I don't like it. But I would say that Dave is the one that for my type, I would least be attracted to.
Least be attracted to. But you're still more attracted to me than Jay. You don't want to say it. You don't want to say it, but that's okay.
Oh, but that was your version of being polite. That was polite to her.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I don't want to say, but Dave is
the last for sure.
Shannon, who's the last one you want to see in the women's locker room?
Mm.
Boy. The last one.
Look, Dave probably looks best naked. She's got a big dick and a skinny body. Fucking piece of shit. Like, you have to catch me at an angle. My dick's got to be, like, semi-erect.
Yeah. I got to be tugging at it.
Yeah.
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 You got to have acid thrown in your eyes.
Natalie, give us your order for me, Jay, and Dave.
Don't ask questions you don't want to know the answer.
Fucking jerk off.
Can I ask the question?
You're fired. How about that?
I want to know the answer.
I don't care. My feelings won't be hurt. I don't give a shit. First of all, I don't have feelings. Second of all, you're Natalie, ready? Are you Lillian or Shannon? Obviously Lillian, Shannon, then you. Obviously.
Yeah, I knew that. It's
Jay. She's
going to
go Jay, Lewis, Dave.
Dave, she's going to like, because she likes a skinny twink, bitch.
I do like skinny twinks.
So, and then... Yeah, so I'm going to assume she's going to go Jay, Dave, or Dave, Jay, then me. Because
no.
Because she's Jay,
no,
me,
it's
then...
No, Dave, you, Jay.
Wow. Yeah. The way it should be. The way most women in America would choose.
Yeah.
What if Zach's thrown into the mix? Because you have that hot teacher vibe that calls you baby.
Thank you. Mm. Nah, I'm not getting in there.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm a game time decision. They can't think it out too hard.
Zach is a story. Zach is like, you're like, I fucked Zach Amico. When you gotta have to sound drop after you say it.
Yeah. By the way, do you know how many times that phone call has been made and then related to me by the poor girl?
Like she wakes up in the morning and tries to decide if her story is a shame or a tragedy.
Is this gonna be a story or a police report?
Let's see. The racist live chat. Ding Dong's dad says, I like whiskey, octi, cocaine break, Lewis. That is true. Let's see. Dave is third personality, comedy wise, but for sure physically the hottest, says C Dumps in racist live chat. Oh boy. Jerry says Zach is the last resort. And then Blockhead says
hotel.
That's Mama Roach.
Then you know, but then Blockhead said Jerry cut their life in two pieces.
I'm a last resort, but I'm an all-inclusive resort. You will be taken care of.
Yeah, so look, you know, the whole bathroom thing, is there a solution to it except for you tell them to just go to the bathroom at home? What do you want me to say?
Yeah.
Like, what else do you do here?
I don't think there's anything wrong with having
unisex.
A men's room, a women's room, and then just a one-off.
A closet. Yeah, but now you're making every business in the country have to create a third option for a person. Everyone's lying. They're not even really trans. They don't even really believe it.
I'll give you my honest opinion. I think one should be for pissing and one should be for shitting.
Ooh, I like that.
I think there should be a room with a toilet in it and a room with urinals in it.
And a man checking to see what you're doing.
Because when we go to the creek and they have the unisex bathroom, dude, I was taking a shit and girls walked in. No one was happy in that situation. No one walked out of that room going more progressive. They should have sold MAGA hats at the fucking door. Be in a room with me shitting.
Yeah. First of all, I don't want to know that women are shitting. I don't want to know that any of that's happening. That has to be super uncomfortable for a chick. Shannon, if you go to a place where it has like unisex bathrooms,
there's no way Shannon shits in public. No. Shannon would hold it till she got sick.
That is true. That's correct.
Say you were okay. Say you're violently ill. You have to shit. Could you do it if you knew there were guys in a unisex bathroom?
I guess if I had no other option, but I would try to like leave there and go to like a gas station or something, like not where the people I was there with were.
Yeah. I'm only now comfortable shitting in front of you people. But I even feel bad. If I shit here at the studio, I'll feel bad knowing that Shannon's going to have to go and sit in my shit smell afterwards.
But still, you don't spray air freshener.
No, I don't. Because why would I waste? Worse. Ralph is trying to cut corners here and trying to save money. And you would tell us the waste.
Wait, that's what it's there for.
It's a great scene in Better Call Saul. He's trying to get fired from the job so he can keep his signing bonus. So he starts shitting and not flushing every day. And he's claiming because he cares about the water. And then at one point, the boss comes in, like the guy who owns the law firm. And he's like... Now, he was like, I don't know who it is, but somebody keeps on defecating and not flushing it. And then Saul goes, it's me, actually. Just so you know, I want everyone to know it's actually me. Yeah, Shannon, I'm sorry that I'm trying to fucking care about our environment. Aerosols are terrible. Have you maybe you haven't heard of the ozone layer? We're burrowing a hole into the ozone layer with aerosol cans. Do you understand? Maybe you haven't paid attention to the news lately, Shannon.
Yeah, since like 1993.
Shut up, dude. No, I got this. Okay, we're destroying the ozone layer. Pluto is in trouble.
Then who's Mickey going to play with?
Thank you. So women forced by American Airlines to change their clothes at the gate. This was an interesting story. I saw it. I was like, oh, that's a crazy thing. Who would do that to these girls? And then I found out that it was Chrissy Mayer and Keanu Thompson that were forced to change clothes. And then I was like, I get it. They're Nazis. Make these Nazis change their Nazi uniforms right now. What are they doing? You can't goose step through the fucking Newark airport, Chrissy. Do you understand? Oh my fucking God.
Which is the one they had to change into? And which
they had to change out of this one. I am kidding, obviously. I do love Chrissy and I love Keanu.
So wait, what's different?
Both funny, cool chicks.
They both had to change?
They both had to change.
Yeah, their bottom. So there's another picture that Chrissy posted that it's like kind of, you can see her bottoms are like sheer, like right here.
Yeah.
But I don't know what the issue with Keanu's is.
But why would Keanu have to change hers?
Maybe the top.
Some fat bitch definitely complained about this.
We don't want to see Chrissy in see-through pants. This is a fact. And I that's not hating. I think Chrissy's hot, but that's not exactly. Chrissy, you want to see Chrissy in like a sundress, like a fucking Republican newswoman. Okay. She's not dressing like a fucking, she's dressed like a fucking Puerto Rican hooker right now. We don't want to see that. But yeah, Keanu kind of looks classy. I got to be honest with you.
What did they change into?
Maybe they saw Keanu's Gino Bisconti tattoo and they were like, no, you can't get on this one.
This one. They had to put shorts on.
Yeah, they made him put the camel toes
which is out. Actually a sluttier outfit. Short shorts is sluttier and more revealing. Maybe that was it. Maybe they were like, hey, you know what, gals? You're not slutty enough. Maybe it was a real ass dude in charge of the flight. We'll talk to Chrissy about
it. The pilot's like, yeah, can you also have him burp into this cup for me?
Yeah, I don't know. It seems strange that I've never heard there even being a policy from American Airlines for, like, you can't wear sheer pants. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it's odd.
Yeah. I don't know. They were dressing like they were on Frontier, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should have gone Fly Heil Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, look, yeah, I like Chrissy and I like Keanu. They're cool. Mm-hmm. They're cool chicks. They're funny enough. But there has to be more to that story. Do they know who they were? Do they know they were Compound Media personalities?
She didn't reference that in her tweet. She just like tweeted at American Air complaining that they got had to change. And then on the website, the only thing it says is dress appropriately, bare feet or offensive clothing aren't allowed, but it doesn't specify what offensive clothing is.
Yeah, it's like they changed into tinier shorts. It's like when they were like, is this okay? A guy was like, yeah. Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. I think this is silly. I think, but good for Chrissy. Chrissy's always finding herself in some fucking embroiled. Chrissy's regularly embroiled. I think that's by design. I think there's a lot. We're having Shuli and Bob Levy on Legion of Skanks tonight.
Oh, hell yeah.
I think we're going to try to start podcast World War III. Mm-hmm. Everyone's fighting with everybody in like Compound Media and sort of that world. And I've sort of, I don't even know who hates who at this point. Mm-hmm. I don't know who Gino hates, who fucking Kumia hates, Kevin Brennan, fucking Chad Schumacher, all these guys in that world, they're all fucking hating each other. And I'm just like every week they hate and dislike each other. So one week they like each other, next week they dislike each other. So it's hard to keep our fingers on the pulse. So tonight on Legion of Skanks, please tune in live to the Gas Digital Network, gasdigital.com, 8 p.m. Eastern, because we are declaring podcast world war on every podcast. So tune in. And let us know who you want us to fucking declare war on, because no one's safe. Mm. No one's safe. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another Twitter night.
That's what I come up here for.
Twit or night.
All right, Shannon, what do we got here?
All right, so this woman, she said she spent $160,000 on leg lengthening surgery, and it changed her sex life for the better. So here's one picture. We'll go to her Insta after.
Oh.
So she grew 5.5 inches with the surgery.
It's a lot of inches.
Yeah, a lot of shin.
It's a lot of shin.
Let's see some more. I mean, she was already toy.
Yeah, now she looks Tim Burton-y.
Yeah, she said that it helped her modeling career, because I guess if you're under 6 feet, it's hard. But she was,
Turn off the volume in the lobby. There's women. I don't know who they are. I'm going to say something offensive.
It's off.
Did you fucking, for the love of God.
Are we going to do a tighter night on the one that I just walked in?
Night. Shannon, what, can we see, so this is her before?
No, this is after.
This is with the long legs.
Yeah. Oh, I kind of like that. From behind, dude? It's not bad, dude.
Oh, no, it's German.
German. Oh, now there I really like it. Let's see. Can we see some before photos? Because I don't think she needed to toy in herself. She's already toyed enough, to be honest with you.
She claims that she was bullied beforehand, and I can't imagine. It doesn't ever say.
Hey, little shins.
And I'm trying to go back far on her Instagram.
What was she bullied for? Being blonde and tiny and hot?
Yeah. There's got to be, you go back in her Instagram, Shannon. I bet she looked pretty goddamn tight. That's a mental illness right there. Mm-hmm. We should call it what it is. She's crazy. She has body dysmorphia. She thinks she needs to change herself, you know, and
she has the good kind, though.
She's still tight, like, not for nothing, but it's just a little bizarre, but you deal with it.
Yeah, you give yourself Frankenstein legs.
I hooked up with a chick in a wheelchair once. And fuck, dude, she had those little, like, unused legs. Like, they were, like, just tiny and fucking, like, useless.
If it got serious, would you consider like a love seat wheelchair?
A love seat wheelchair? We both sit together. Yeah.
This might be before, because the scars aren't there.
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, she's a beautiful lady.
Yeah, no, she's a beautiful lady. Yeah, I think it's just, unfortunately, she's nuts.
She's from Hamburg, Germany, so Zach's
yeah,
in
perfect.
Love.
Yeah, perfect. There we go. Rabble, rabble, bitch.
This may have been better.
She's way better.
Wow, man.
Way better.
Yeah, she's a real
Also,
beauty.
Not for nothing, I think the perfect height for a girl is between, like, 5'4 and 5'7". Like, that's like, that's just me not knowing my girlfriend's exact height.
She's like around here.
Yeah, she, no, the perfect height is, you know, somewhere. Mm. Yeah.
Damn. Beautiful lady.
Yeah, she's pretty fucking toyed. She ruined herself.
So, but her currently today.
Still toyed.
Yeah.
Still toyed.
She used to be a dog.
The dog. The dog.
She's really, really fluctuating.
That's
here.
In a before photo right there. She was a true woofer. Yeah, she's fucking crazy. Oh, does she have an boyfriend?
I don't think so. They didn't mention an article. I think she's just like regular modeling. Yeah.
She has an only shins.
I would be nervous about.
Thank you, Shannon.
Those shins being especially like weak.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't you worry about her just snapping, like, just like walking down the street one day?
Mm. I'm trying to figure out how her sex life got better.
I think it's just a reason for her to get herself an article, because the bullying, they never go into detail on it. And the sex life part, they never go into detail on it. She just says she's able to maneuver into better positions in bed and she's more flexible. But that doesn't make sense.
What do you prefer, a tall chick or a short chick? Or an in-between chick.
I'm with you on the size, like 5'4 to like 5'8 is perfect.
But the average height. Really, look, really small can be a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. Really tall can be a ton of fun. I gotta be honest with
or
you.
Or a real big bitch that can like carry me around the airport.
I've never been with a like a fucking jacked chick. Like fucking, like I've been with chicks who are like fit. Like my girl's fit, like real fit. But like, I'm talking about like a brolic bitch who like has big muscles. Mm-hmm. That would be kind of fucking hot in a weird way.
You should give it a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think my wife is jacked.
Oh,
your wife is jacked.
Yeah, right?
Anytime I've rolled with his wife, like I've had to go full strength and I still can't do anything against her.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Just an absolute fucking nightmare lady.
I don't believe it. I want to roll against your wife.
You want to do it?
Even with a bad knee.
Do you want to set this up?
I think I can
do it. Do you want to set this up?
I'll set it up.
Let's set it up.
I'll go with a bad knee against your wife. I can't imagine a woman giving me legit problems, unless she's like a black belt. Like
Lewis, your life is nothing but women giving me legit problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's fucking jacked.
Dude, she's a brown belt too.
Oh, she's a brown belt now. She's purple belt last
week. She's got a brown belt, yeah.
She probably will. I'm like realistically, but I couldn't imagine, and I would go with her.
Okay, we'll definitely set it up.
100%. We'll do me versus the fucking brown belt in jiu-jitsu and see if I could fucking compete. Because like I've rolled with brown belts before. There's a brown belt in my school that I roll with that's a female, and I have never tapped her out.
Yeah.
But I don't really use my full strength.
But he has hit.
I use technique. Like I'll try to use technique. Like I feel like, because I also feel very self-conscious that I'm gonna with my weight, I'm gonna crush them. Sweating, like just so your wife knows, I'm going to get dirty.
Okay.
I'm gonna sweat in her face and her mouth. I'm gonna aim it down my nose so she can't breathe, dude. I'm gonna smother her. I'm gonna fucking do all the things, all the little nasty things that you're not really like, you don't do to training partners, you do to people you hate.
Yeah.
I'm gonna actually, it's gonna be a problem.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you this. There are times.
No, I'm gonna tell you.
No, listen, this is so you know what you're getting into. Yeah. There are times we'll be at open mat and she'll come over to me to like, to roll with me. And I, honest to God, I'm like, not in front of everybody.
Wow. Yeah, like, because she'll just whoop you.
It's tough. It's a very tough situation.
Because here's the thing, Sydney kicks my ass every time. Like, but it's like, if your wife could whoop you, if you're saying straight up, your wife will tap you out every time, then your wife will whoop me,
dude.
You whoop me.
There were times after we have rolled, you and I have rolled, and I leave the roll thinking, "Fuck, Ansley would have submitted him here. She would have submitted him here. Like I suck, dude. I'm telling you."
No, Sid's great. You're right. You're very athletic too. You're really good. You whoop my ass every time we roll. So if she can genuinely beat you, and I don't think she can. I don't think she can genuinely beat you.
We got to set this up.
I want to set it up. I'm down. I'm fucking down in Brown Town, baby boy.
Yeah. Promote that.
Yeah, but it'll be bad if she loses this bad.
No, you're a solid. You're a solid blue belt, but she's going to make you look foolish.
Okay.
Yeah. Dude, it's embarrassing.
Let's see.
It's embarrassing.
I love it. Maybe we'll do it at Skankfest. Yeah. Are you coming to Skankfest?
That's a new game show. Fight my wife.
Are you coming to Skankfest?
Yeah, I'm coming.
Bring your wife.
She's not allowed to come.
He said no.
Nah. Now she's one of those. We're in one of those situations where like people like me, but when people meet her, they're like, "Oh, she's better." Mm. You know, so it's like she can't be around my comedian friends.
I got it. Yeah. I understand that. All right, let's try to set this up. I love it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm so pumped for this.
I'm pumped for it too.
Dude, I'm pumped for somebody else to have to deal with this.
I want to feel the heat.
Yeah.
Say that to her while you're rolling. Yes, too.
Give me the heat.
I want to feel your
oh
heat.
My God.
I'm going to talk shit. I'm going to talk trash. I'm going to fucking, Andy Kaufman? I'm going to do some Andy Kaufman shit, dude. I'm going to train by beating up other unskilled women first. I swear to God. Set
you're
it
training
up.
For 20 years.
Dude, this is a dream of mine.
Bitch, I sucked the chocolate off of Whoppers.
This is what, so that's what Jake Shields is dealing with right now, is right?
He's going hard, man.
So Jake Shields goes hard on Twitter all the time. I love Jake. He's great. He was at Skankfest last year. Super cool dude. He trolls people a lot, constantly posing like trolley type questions. You know, he's super into the culture, the online culture war, and he likes leaning into it. And he constantly takes shots at like transgender women and which good. Who cares? Nobody's fucking safe, right? Like we're this is welcome to the fucking internet, right? There should be no protected classes at all, right? And if that's the case, we're all just acting a little bit better, right? If you don't check people, why would they act better? Why would they not be a fucking dickhead? Why would they not go and try to hurt people on a subway, right? If they're not being checked, if they're not, why you have to say, no, you're being a fucking lunatic, you're being an asshole, you're being a silly ass, you're being a wackadoodle. If you just say, oh, no, there has to be certain people that can just do whatever the fuck they want to do, it creates problems, right? So Jake talks a lot of shit about transgender people, and about, you know, whether or not they're women. So I guess there's a transgendered fighter or a wrestler who is female to male transgendered. And she or he or whatever came out and was like, yeah, I'll whoop your fucking ass, Jake Shields. And yeah, I mean, that is a terrible idea. I don't think people understand the levels that UFC caliber fighters, like high level, what it fucking means. And Jake was like, yeah, okay, I'll do it, which is a terrible idea. He shouldn't do that. I want to watch it. I would love to watch it.
Now, from an uninformed perspective, there's no way this has gone good ever, right? In any past instance of female to male going into fighting?
I don't know. I don't even know if I've seen it. I can't even name a time
where. You're
about to. Maybe. Apparently Jake met with their team and Jake was like, they're not actually interested in fighting. Mm-hmm. They were like, they'll fight on the same card, another fighter, but like they don't want to. It would be first of all, I don't even know if they can get that sanctioned. He's fought for the UFC title. Like you're talking about a high, high fucking level guy. Also, you want to take him down. You're a wrestler. Is that the game plan? You're going to take one of the best grapplers in the sport of MMA down. You're out of your fucking mind. First of all, you wouldn't take him down. You'd fucking get taken down and then he'd beat your fucking ass. But I don't think it would look well for Jake to be just beating up this fucking chick, especially if his angle is that I believe it's a chick. So then you're saying, all right, I'm willing to go beat up this fucking chick. And it's a bad path to go down. But a
very funny path, though.
Yeah, very, very funny path. He said he'll fight 10 in a row without a break in between. Dude,
he's the man.
You know, he rules, dude. He's the fucking man. But, yeah, I mean, typically, yeah, you're not really seeing. And I'll give – look, if they actually stepped up and fought, I would give that person credit, you know, for having the balls to do it. But – you know, I don't think that would actually happen. But you're not seeing that. Right?
Do you think they would sanction two trans chicks against Jake Shields?
No, probably not.
Wait, trans, that's like male.
So
female.
This lady, she's going lady to man. And what if we had another lady man against Jake Shields?
Yeah, this is Mac Beggs.
Oh, that's
yeah.
A great trans name.
Nice dick. It's a better package than me. It's infuriating. Is he post-op or is that a cup to make it look like he has a dick?
I think it's the cup, but hold on.
I think post-op is a pain in the ass, right? It's a whole fucking to-do. I don't think there's that many people actually getting the surgery. Mm. That should be the standard. Here's what I'll say. If you get the surgery, use whatever locker room you want.
Oh, now the rich get richer.
Right? Right? Well, if you're willing to go get the fucking surgery and you're willing to chop it all off and completely mutilate yourself... more power to you. Fine.
That's a fair compromise.
I think it's a fair compromise. If you don't have the surgery, you do not
game have... recognize this game.
Yeah. you don't have any... you're not in the conversation. You're not even a real transgender person if you're not getting the surgery. It's fucking crazy. Natalie, don't give me that look. If you
just want to know what trans person cut you off in traffic this morning.
No, they didn't cut me off. They cut something off.
Yeah, if they go in the locker room, they got to put their dick in a yonder bag.
But is that not a good standard? If you get the surgery, you go, fine. Yeah. I will. That is, you are fine. I'll
absolutely
call you.
If you have the surgery, because then no one's going to know that you used to have a dick.
Well, it would be surgeries aren't that good.
Yeah, but if you're that far, you probably have tits, you've probably been on hormones for a while. Like, usually people can't tell. It would be weirder for you to use the men's locker room.
Yeah,
you
I
just
agree.
Look like a chick.
But that's it. Yeah. That's a standard. And I think that's progressive on my end. Is that not, that's not hateful. That is a fucking progressive way to be. That's crazy.
Do you have blue hair under that hat?
Yeah. Yo, that is what fucks me up, though, because I think it's weird, but I don't have a problem with more tits. Like, when the dudes get tits...
I agree. I don't have a problem with more tits. I don't have a problem with more chicks in the world, especially if they're hot. If a transgender chick is fucking hot, hell yeah, dude. Let's fucking party. Let's rock and roll. And I don't give a fuck about women's sports. I say we ban all women's sports or have dudes compete in women's sports and make them more interesting and fun. I don't give a shit. The people like on the right that are going, you go, what about the integrity of women's sports? Like, you don't care about women's sports. Nobody cares about women's fucking sports except for fucking women. It should be their choice. It should be like abortion. Women should have the conversation about it. Whatever they want to do with it. I don't give a fuck about women's sports, nor should I care. And if you're a man and you give a fuck about women's sports, you are fucking gay.
I love when you're aggressively and ignorantly right.
All right, we're going to wrap this one up. This is fucking great. Love you guys. Thanks for watching.
Love you too, dude.
And go support both these motherfuckers. We'll be back on Wednesday with another great show. Jordan Jensen and Ian Finance both on the show on Wednesday. Until then, good night.
That's all, folks.